Bart, I just want to thank you so much that you have given us this privilege to study the New Testament this semester. We realize that very, very few people have this opportunity to do this, to take time out. But you've provided time in our schedules. You've provided materials. You've provided the money. You've provided friends that we can study with. We really are grateful. And we want to start the semester, this first class session, by saying, Lord, you truly have been good to us. And if some of us don't feel like you've been good to us, then I pray, Father, you'll help that person or persons. Because I think we know you have been good, but sometimes it doesn't feel, because we're going through some difficulty, that we don't sense it as much. And so I pray, Father, that our times together would be times of encouragement and times of real blessing for each of us. And I commit myself to you and commit my friends here to really become all that you want us to be, more and more. I don't think we're going to become all that you want us to be in this class, but may it happen more so because of this time together. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope you got a little bit of time to talk to somebody next to you and find out some of these basics. I really want the class to be relational. I want you to get to know some new people and want this really to be a fun time for you. I think the Bible is by far the most amazing book ever written. And I didn't actually discover it until I was 14 years old. And I started reading it, and I kind of said to myself, this is amazing. Where has this book been? I've read a lot of other books in my life, you know, as much as 14-year-olds do, you know, but I could immediately see that this was completely different than any other book. And that changed my life, starting to read the Bible. I started reading, the Revised Standard Version, and I didn't really understand too much of that. But then my dad knew that I had become a Christian, and then he gave me a Living Bible. A Living Bible has received a lot of criticism because it's kind of loose in its paraphrase and all that. But for my young life, it totally transformed my life. I found, wow, God speaks 20th century English. Amazing. He's almost as relevant as me. And I realized, no, I'm not as relevant as God is. And that began an adventure some, I don't know, 47 years ago, something like that. Let's see. No. Yeah, I think it was 47 years ago. Sounds 61 now, in case you're not good in math. All right? And so I hope you'll have just an increasing amazement at what the Lord has said in His Word. There's a lot in the New Testament that I haven't seen yet. This is, I think, my 36th time to teach this class. But I'm going through it again. I have still plenty to learn. And that is reflected in my notes. My notes don't tell you how much I know. They tell you in many ways how much I don't know. Because there's so much more that could be said, but I just don't know it yet. Now, I've passed out and around the class, thanks to Silas for helping me with that, some versions of the notes. They're actually left over from last year because I had too much printed last year. And they've been sitting around waiting for you for a whole year. You know? And they're basically the same as the ones for this year. I've updated a word or two, you know, on two or three pages, something like that. And I've updated the syllabus, of course, to this year. So don't feel cheated if you've got this version of last year. At least you get it this week. I'm sorry that the printer wasn't able to get them done. He wasn't able to come and pick them up till yesterday. He couldn't get them printed that fast. So I was hoping he could pick them up on Friday. But anyway, you'll survive. You may not even need the notes, the printed notes. You really have two options in this class. You have the option of following along as we go in our class sessions in the printed notes. I have one or more copy of printed notes up here if you want to, if you want, any of you want this one afterwards, I may need to refer to it. But, so those will cost $20 for volume one, and then I'll give you volume two in about 4 weeks or so, 5 weeks. Once we get through the Gospels and Acts, then we'll jump into volume two. But you do have the option to get the notes in digital form, and that's for free. I don't charge anything for that. At my website, at BibleStudyDownloads.org or .com, they both go to the same thing. You just have to remember Bible Study Downloads. And just look up New Testament Survey, and that'll bring you to where you can actually download the notes. So more and more of us are using computers. Just looking around the classroom here, we're up to about about 50% using computers now. So my guess is if you're using a computer there, you're either wanting to look at a version of the notes, or you want to look at the PowerPoint, and all the PowerPoint's up on the website as well. So I'll just tell you that right at the beginning so you can kind of be finding it before we get into it. The presentation I'm showing you right here is the one that says at the top of the page 00, and then it says syllabus on it. So I'm just going through the syllabus, and you can follow along with this. And a lot of students like to do it that way, and then type in the notes section of your notes. You know what I'm talking about? Right? More of us are getting more familiar with it. A lot of us use PowerPoint only in slideshow mode, but you can actually just go up to view and go to presenter view. And if you do that, then you'll get this. It'll look like this if you have the new version. So I'm actually looking at two slides here. The one on the left is what you see up on the screen, so that's the projected slide. The one on the right is the next slide. A lot of people don't know about this. You think that I'm a prophet, right? That I just know. And on the next slide, I already tell you what's on it, and then I click. No, I was cheating the whole time along. It was right there. I was able to see it. But it also gives you a little section here at the bottom to write your own notes. And so if you want to do that, your notes section might be here. Others might be right at the bottom, depending on what type of Microsoft Office you use. Also at the bottom, your entire presentation can go, you can jump. I'm on slide 3 right now, but I could jump to slide 8 like that just by clicking it. I can jump all the way to the end of my presentation. And you'll probably think, wow, he just kind of manages his time so well. Gets right to the last slide, right at the last minute of class. Another one of my secrets blown. Now I can just jump to the end to application or whatever. So I'm finding that many students like to do that. You guys are all adults, and I think you like to, you know what your learning style is as adults. And so some of you are more visually oriented, others are more, word oriented. Others just kind of like to listen like that. Others like to write a lot. My wife, when I'm preaching, she writes twice as much as anybody else in the church. She just... I thought I got it, honey. No, there's all kinds of... Yeah, and so I want to give you these different options because you all have such different learning styles, all right? I'm going to pass around our attendance sheet for you to put your initials next to your name, but I'm also going to pass one other thing, and that is what you are a bit familiar with. That is the Google Drive page that I've printed out that tells me which project you want to do for the class. And what I'd like you to do, those of you who haven't given me your mobile number, I won't broadcast it on the internet or anything, but in case I need to call you if you're late or whatever, or you can call me, or send text or WhatsApp or whatever, if you have... You give me your number, then we can connect like that. I have everybody's email. I've been writing to all of you. There's a few of you that need to let me know whether you want to do your reading for the class in IBS, that's Internet Biblical Seminary, or encountering the New Testament, the textbook. Most of you signed up, and yet there's 8 of you that have just joined the class the last few days, and so you probably haven't had time to be able to do all that. If you're signing up for Encountering the New Testament, you don't have as nearly as much reading to do as the IBS. This is more exhausting. No. And so if you do option B for reading, then you pick one of the options for a project. And several students over the years have translated what we've done in class into, we have 49 languages going now on my website. And in this class, 15 languages, something like that. It's kind of an ongoing project as the Lord provides people. So if you're not on the sheet there, there's 2 sheets, one of them for IBS and one of them for Encountering the New Testament. So let me know about that. If you're not sure, you can still sign up. I mean, it's not like you can't change your mind later or something. This is not like he who adds to this book, to him will add the plagues written in the book, you know. To he who subtracts from this book, to him will be, you know, we'll get there later on. All right, so that's coming along. The other thing I want you to do is, there's an envelope here. Let's pass the envelope along as well. And here's where you put your offering, right? I used to have a tax collector in the class, somebody who, you know, really had bigger muscles and could get the money out of people and stuff. But your first test of integrity in this class is just to put the money that you're supposed to put in the envelope. Take out the money that you're supposed to take out of the envelope if you need change. All right? I'm one of those guys that gives you plenty of opportunities to cheat. You're even going to take your final exam by yourself in a, hopefully a place where your kids are not around, your friends are not around, a quiet place without your books and all that. You'll take your quizzes, you'll do this online, and that gives us more time to talk in class by not taking up class time. I used to take a half hour on class time, you know, to give 15 minutes for the quiz and 15 minutes to grade it and all that. Now that we have a computer that's able to do that, you'll be doing that on our Moodle site, and everybody in the class is registered for Moodle, and I'd encourage you to go check on Moodle to make sure you're on there. If you're not sure what to sign up for, don't worry about it. Don't sign up for it. Let's talk about it during the break. I'll explain a little bit more about that. Maybe it'll help you make the decision as to what might be best for you. Okay? Any brief questions about that? I'll explain more about it. Okay, good. All right, let me tell you about my wife. She's the most important person in the world. This is Susan right here. This is in our little apartment right over there, block 2. We live up above the canteen. And our apartment is just a nice place to have Bible studies. My wife is also a Bible teacher like me. She teaches precept upon precept studies. She's been doing that for, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. She's teaching through Hebrews the second time now, you know. And so she connects with a lot of ladies from our church as well as faculty wives. As I look around, some of you ladies have been to our home because you know Susan. And she's had some ministry in your life. These are some of the student wives that have graduated and moved on to the various countries. Susan was also involved with me, very much so, in helping establish International Community School, which is a school that we helped start in 1992 to 1993. We came to Singapore in 91. So actually next month will be our celebration of our 28th anniversary in Singapore. It began very small, just 13 students, and the Lord has prospered it. So now we have 480, maybe 490 students. So it's about the size of Singapore Bible College now. Both SBC has 495 students right now. So, and we're trying to get up to 500. All 3 of my sons went to ICS. This is years ago when they didn't know where the camera was, you know where you're supposed to. But now they know where the camera is, you know. And I just took this picture a couple weeks ago while we had Thanksgiving with them in the U.S. They are such special guys. They are really, really precious guys, as are their wives. Two out of three. Our oldest and our middle son, both of them are married now. We have really special daughters-in-law. We never did get a daughter. We tried, but, you know, I think God's will was to give us daughters-in-law instead. And yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, I believe in the sovereignty of God. I've been teaching on it for years, you know. Our oldest, Kurt, works with his wife. They're establishing a consulting firm, actually, in the Seattle area, northwest area of the U.S. Our middle son, Stephen, and his wife, big news. They just told me. They gave Susan and me an ornament, and it says, "Our first grandchild, 2019. I said, "Well, yeah, but this is 2000. Oh, this is." I was smart enough to figure out what that meant. You know? So there, she's pregnant. She's going to have our first grandkid, their first, obviously, in May. So we'll head back after this class, help out, you know, take a 700 pictures or something like that, like most people do when they have their first grandkid. Stephen is a pilot with United Airlines, and so he's flying the A320. I think of him every time I get on an A320, the Airbus, you know, which is really great to see that. And then our youngest one, John, he's still single. That's why there's no lady next to him right there. Graphic artist, and he lives in another state. He lives actually in our home state of California, Southern California. And so, but he's talking about moving on up to Seattle, so that would be nice if everybody's kind of all in the same place. So all three of those guys, they grew up with us here, and we've been empty nesters now, I guess, for 7 or 8 years. So still a few more stages of life ahead of us, but they've been great up to this point. We also pastor a church, Crossroads International Church, that we helped establish here in Singapore 12 years ago. Small church, you can see, not a lot of people, but representing quite a few countries. Let's see, this is 13 different countries, the last I checked, except we lost the people to the Netherlands yesterday. They moved back to the Netherlands yesterday. it's a joy. Actually, what I'm doing as a pastor right now is I am preaching through the New Testament, book by book. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly what we're doing. I'm a little bit ahead of you. This Sunday, I'm preaching through 2 Thessalonians. Then the next Sunday, 1 Corinthians. I'm just doing one book, like we're doing on our class sessions here. Except it's more preaching rather than a classroom kind of thing. We don't deal with some of the issues. We don't have the interaction and that kind of stuff that we have here. So it's a great opportunity at the church to also, you know, to connect with so many, many people, needy people and great people, but also to preach the scripture. I don't show a picture of my wife every time I preach. But I do every first class session, you know. And we also, this gives us an opportunity to mentor various students. The only one here who's still at the college is David here, a music student. This is when he was a bachelor student a few years ago. We've had up to 7 students serving with us. That was kind of crazy, have 7 students, and we only had 35 people in the church. That was like 1 out of every 7 was an SBC student. You know? Actually, right now, we don't even have 1 SBC student. But we have a student from East and 1 from Trinity Theological College. Anyway, it's such a fun thing because when I'm at church, I'm a pastor who teaches. When I'm at SBC, I'm a teacher who pastors. And I hope you will sense that. Not only from me, but you'll sense that from all your professors here. Some of you are just coming in, because you're starting today. So welcome. How many of you are just this? You're starting SVC today. Yeah. So there's the ones. Yeah. Very good. Daniel, you've already had a class.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been part time. Okay. Yeah. So welcome to you who are experiencing your first class session here at the college. I'm also privileged to lead our doctoral studies here at the college, the DMin program. You have to say DMin program. That's the Doctor of Ministry. Don't say demon program. Because then it sounds like I really have jurisdiction over the heavenly realms. And I really don't, you know. I mean, but these are some of our DMin graduates. These are the four guys that graduated last year from Sri Lanka, Nepal, Myanmar, and Australia/Canada. And it's a great opportunity for professors to come here and get more. The DMin is the most advanced professional degree you can get in Christian ministry. And so it's quite selective and quite narrow in the sense of we pretty much only deal with leadership and counseling and preaching. Those areas. But it's a smaller program. Classes are one-fourth the size of this class. And this class has seven students from seven different countries. And so it's quite diverse as well. Really, really fun. We have the modules twice a year for one week. And so when I finish this course, at the end of this course, we'll have study week, but then I have a DMin module that I'm co-teaching. And then there's another module the following week as well. So we do that right at the study week and final exam week. So SVC definitely have been a big part of my life. It truly is my calling. I came here at age 33 with a goal to stay until I was 65. That was back when people retired at 65. That's when 65 was old. Now, when I was in my 30s, 65 was old. Now that I'm 61, 65, that's not old. You know, my dad passed away last year at 92, you know. And so maybe the Lord will allow us to stay here longer. I'd love to stay here another 10 years if God wills. And it's a privilege to be here. Does this classroom look familiar? There's that little thing right there. I think they changed the little picture there. Yeah, but otherwise it's... Yeah, it's just so fun to be able to be here. And I love living on campus. I wasn't so sure about that. Our first 16 years in Singapore, we lived off campus. And now we've lived on campus approaching, 13 years. And it's just a fun place to come. Our pastoral care group comes up to our place and all that. And it's a great place to be able to connect with students. I was wondering if we were going to have students knocking on our door every day when we moved here. But after almost 13 years here, I don't think we've had even 13 times students have knocked on our door. You know, now they put locks outside anyway. Yeah. But anyway, it's close enough. But I think everybody here is really, really gracious to respect privacy and all that. The courses I teach here are survey courses, backgrounds courses, theology courses, and preaching courses. Those are my four major areas. I specialize in being a generalist. I love teaching a variety of types of areas. I'm privileged to teach, as those of you who were with me last semester know, I taught Old Testament survey last semester. And then I get to teach New Testament survey as well. I'm the only professor here at the Bible College that gets to teach every book of the Bible. So I am the most blessed, most privileged professor you will probably ever have. And I get to experience that throughout life. You only get to experience it one semester. But it's truly a privilege. And these are some other courses as well that I teach. I'll explain to what the Bible basically is about. I teach on Bible study or hermeneutics, this is at the doctoral level, the research and writing. So have you been given the SBC writing standards that show how to write the papers? Yeah, that was one of my assignments, to do that as a guide for the whole college, you know. So I teach Bible geography on creation and different courses on different aspects of theology, as well as the basic preaching course and the homiletics 2 course as well. Dr. Desmond is teaching that one more now, but those are the things that I've been doing. I'm also, my family has been with World Venture since 1990. You probably have not heard of this mission organization, but we have about 500 missionaries in 60 areas of the world, and I'm the director for the field, the Singapore field, and my wife is the field. So I direct my wife. That means we're a small... Sometimes she directs me, too. We kind of switch back and forth. So we're not a big organization here, but I'm like many different seminary professors throughout the world with our mission, who teach in a variety of courses, Africa, Europe, throughout Asia, etc. I led a trip for several of our professors some years ago. My son Kurt came with us. I led a trip to Israel, which was really fun. Israel's one place you can get dirty but feel clean. because you can go to the Dead Sea and put this mud on you. It's got all those minerals and stuff. And when you wash off, I guess everybody feels clean when you wash mud off you, right? But you feel especially clean, you know, when you do that. And I found that the Israelis weren't that open to the gospel, but the cats definitely were. They were very, very interested, at least my course notes. Now, don't ask me if the cat trusted Christ. I don't remember. I don't think so. So we're with World Venture, SBC, and then I'm also partnering with an organization called BEE, Biblical Education by Extension. That's the organization that I've worked with to establish the internet version of this course. They've put a lot of time and effort into it so that the IBS, what they call advanced studies in the New Testament. There's two other counterpart courses for those of you who were not with us last semester called Advanced Studies in the Old Testament 1 and then 2. So those three courses will help you go all the way through the Bible. And if this is a benefit to you, you don't have to be an SBC student. You can just go to internetseminary.org and you can take the class. So that's kind of fun. The assignment file system was something that I was taught quite well as a student when I was in seminary. One of my professors told me, if you can't find a piece of paper after 5 minutes, then you need to redo your filing system. I thought, well, that's a really good guide. You should be able to be organized enough to find the piece of paper that you're looking for within 5 minutes. And so I used to teach filing systems here, but back when people used paper. I did some seminars here in the early years. But now we're using things digitally, and we're working off our computers so much, as you can see around the classroom. So many of you are using your computers. I found that in my early years, I had students write a lot of research papers, and then I asked them... One year I was wondering, after all the time of bloodying up the paper, that was back when I used red ink. I know that you counseling students say never use red ink, right? When you're grading papers, right? It's just like getting stabbed, stabbed, stabbed. So I use green and blue and other kinds of ink right now. But the students would get the paper and they would look at it and look at all the blood on it. And I wondered whether they really made any decisions based on doing it, you know? So I gave a little quiz. I shared this story last year for some of you that were in the Old Testament class. I gave a little quiz a week later to ask the students what they did with the papers that I'd hand back. And it was just like a one question, multiple choice. It's something like, what did you do with the assignment that I gave you back last week, your research paper? A, I read it, memorized every error I did, and vowed before God that I would never make those errors again, you know. B was something like, well, I took a quick look at it and saw if you wrote any comments, but I didn't really pay any attention to any of the grammar or anything like that, the corrections you made, and then I jumped to the back page. C was, I just jumped to the back page to see the grade. I don't. And then D was, paper? What paper? Do we have a paper? And I found that the filing system of the students looked like this. however much they looked at it, they actually didn't have a filing system, and they started just, you know, I mean, hey, you know, we have more information coming at us all the time, don't we? And it's so difficult to be able to manage it all. And so we tend to throw away more things. I think it's a great day. Whenever there's a day when I throw away more things from my apartment than I bring in, that's one definition of a good day, you know? And so I understand the need to, you know, declutter our lives. But I also began thinking, you know, everybody's working on these papers, but and it's some benefit to them, but nobody else really benefits. And at that time, I got familiar with this seminar called The Bible Basically, which had become being taught and translated in Europe. And it was a seminar basically to give people an overview of the scripture. And I met Dr. John Fryman, the one who designed the seminar. Basically 10 hours to go through the Bible six times, would you believe? Through the Bible six times in 10 hours. And so I invited him to come to Singapore in 2003 and 2004 to teach the students. And we had some seminars here and also at a couple churches, two or three churches. And then students began translating it. And these past, 16 years now, students have been working on this and translating it into a variety of languages. We finished in Mongolian. We finished in, almost finished, one more or two more to go, I think, in Tagalog. Bahasa Indonesia is finished. Chinese is finished. And basically what the seminar is about is you have 945 PowerPoint slides. So it's very visually oriented. And the students have about a 100-page workbook. And then there's a 400-page script that shows the teacher what to say. So actually, any of us can teach this because the teacher script is available and it's all up on my website. So we have finished several languages, and it's kind of an ongoing process. Dr. Fryman has actually given it over to me and then gone to heaven. He's with the Lord right now. That's about 2 years ago, and so this is the most attractive PowerPoint I've ever seen, actually. And it's a simple biblical way to teach the Bible. Biblical meaning he's just pretty much getting it right out of the Bible. So I would highly recommend you. Some of you may want to teach some of the sessions of this. For your project. Others of you may want to translate some of it for your project so that you can teach it later in another language, whether Bahasa or Chinese or whatever. I want you to know about it. Basically, the seminar is about Bible file. It imagines everything in the Bible like being on a four-drawer file cabinet. If you could take every event, you'd put it in there. If you open up that file cabinet, you would see that within it there's 10 file folders. So this is basically a 10-step chronology of the Bible, you know? And it starts with the letter, or the number 7. And then you put in front of it C, and then after it S and J. So C, 7, S, J. Say it with me. C7SJ. Again, C7SJ.
That's the Bible. I was not a believer when I first heard that. I thought, C7SJ, that's the Bible? Are you kidding? One number and three letters? It's actually not only the Bible, that's more than the Bible. That covers the 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Truly, it does. How? The seven, think of the seven as breaking it down into 4 plus 3. I know you can break seven down in different ways, but this one has it as, so it's seven is broken down into 4 3. So it's actually C43SJ. Say it with me. C43SJ. All right, now I'm going to put it in black and tell the person next to you what the memory device is for the whole Bible in five words and letters.
C43SJ.
Well, you guys just do it all in unison. I guess that's good. Now you're wondering, what do they stand for? The C stands for creation, kind of in a broad sense. Creation going all the way up to Genesis 11 as well. Four, people follow creation. And then three societies. And that brings you through the Old Testament. C43 is your memory device to bring you through the Old Testament. Then are the 400 years of silence. So S is for silence. And J, Jesus. I asked Dr. Fryman, I said, you can summarize the whole New Testament in one word? That seems kind of simplistic. And he said, well, if you were going to summarize the whole New Testament in one word, what word would you use? I said, oh, Jesus. He goes, there you go. So there you go. Let's say it together, okay? C, creation. Four, people. Three, societies. S, silence. J, Jesus. And of course, the seminar goes through and it has one whole session on creation, one whole session on the four people. You probably wonder who the four people are. They are Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua. Abraham and Joseph will get you all the way through Genesis. Moses and Joshua get you through the Pentateuch and the Hexateuch, you know, meaning the first six books of the Old Testament, including Joshua. Notice that's AJMJ. That will be hard to remember unless you think of a judge. Must judge. AJMJ. Now, if a judge doesn't judge, what's he doing? That's what judges are supposed to do, right? A judge must judge. So that AJMJ will help us remember. What's the first one? A, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua. Okay. I was purposely going behind you to see if you got it, right? So that's A, judge, must judge. Now, what about where have you come so far? Creation, say it with me. Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua. That gives us the first five of the 10 file folders. Now, you know, following that are the three societies, silence and Jesus, right? So, what are those three societies? They are helpful to remember what they are by just taking this circle, upper right-hand corner. This is an arc. Geometric. Do you remember this from geometry? The arc. Not the Ark of the Tabernacle, but the arc of geometry. ARC is our memory aid for the three societies. Anarchy, royalty, and captivity. Okay? So, anarchy is the period of the judges where everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Royalty, kings and chronicles. That brings us all the way to once the Kings and Chronicles ended, the people were brought into captivity. So the last three historical books and the last three prophetic books of the Old Testament. So that kind of puts everything like that. You see how the C is for creation, the four is for four people, the three societies then follow. So to review, we start with 7 and put a C in front of it, S and J after it, and then break out that 7 to 4 and 3, which stand for the 4 people, the 3 societies. And then after we have all of that, then we're going to add 2 more letters, S for silence and J for Jesus. And what that does is it puts this whole mental Bible file in your head. In your head. All right? As far as I can tell, everybody in this class has 10 fingers, right? Everybody's got 10 fingers. So I want you to turn next to the person next to you, and tell that person the 10 file folders, okay? And then the other person do it back to you, and then you'll know that you've got it.